On top of spaghetti, all covered with cheese. I lost my poor meatball when somebody sneezed.
Hi, my name is Raphael, and in this video I will show you what great things Cortana can do for you as a developer. Cortana is a great feature introduced in Windows 10, and aside from its amazing capabilities for usual tasks and normal users, it also has some very, very nice features for you as a developer. One of the features, which might be the most obvious one, is starting software directly. Like, hey Cortana, go to MS Build command prompt.
All right, starting MS Build command prompt for VS 2015.
That's a lot easier than locating the command prompt in your file system and starting it from there. So Cortana finds all your installed command prompts and you can simply start it by voice command. You can also get a list of all your command prompts by saying, hey Cortana, start command prompt.
All right, which one do you want? OneNode.js command prompt.
Then Cortana directly gives you a list of all the command prompts which are installed, and you can select one from there. This is pretty easy and a very, very nice feature if you usually use a lot of different command prompts. Next thing, also related to command prompts, are you can directly run tasks out of Cortana. So if you start Cortana, and one nice shortcut to do so is Win and Q, then you go into the text search window of Cortana, and then you can directly enter tasks like task kill. Cortana recognizes that this is a task run by the console, and you can directly select to run the command. This is another very, very nice feature. Next is calculation. Cortana can also do some basic calculations for you. So first of all, some basic stuff like 1 plus 1 or plus 3. But Cortana also can do very, very useful system conversations, like you ask what is 300 in hex, and you instantly know it. Cortana does not only know decimal and hexadecimal, it only also knows binary and octal, but sometimes it's not working. I haven't figured out yet why, so let me try this. Maybe try this on your own, but also the conversion from decimal and hexadecimal and vice versa is an awesome feature for you to try. It also can do some more complex calculations like log 7 of 250. Okay, so here we go, which is a very, very nice feature. I think it should do the log 2. Yeah, it can do the log 2. And yeah, so it can help you a lot to calculate. And even if you're coding, you can just say, hey Cortana, do whatever. This is a very, very helpful feature. In one of the next videos, I will also show you how you can write your own developer tools which hook up into Cortana, so you can directly try to convert some things or launch some tasks by your voice. One example from the example gallery of Microsoft is, hey Cortana, when is my AdventureWorks trip to London?
Looking for trip to London.
Imagine your own application. So you could put your own application right there and do some like conversions or tasks you often do while you're programming. And this is very nice, so I will make a video about that. Follow me on Twitter to get notified if I have some new videos in the pipeline. And hopefully see you next time. Bye. You're still there? Hey Cortana, tell me a joke.
A ham sandwich walks into a bar, and the bartender says, sorry, we don't serve food in here.